That music was I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. Heather, why'd you pick that song?
Because I think that we each have someone out there made for us, and the problem is just finding that person.
That's the problem.
While we were laughing as the show first started, Heather's over here dancing in the camera so nobody can see her. This is CBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for this hour of Sound Health. With me today is tall blonde Heather behind the camera and the newest member of our group, Lisa. Lisa's a writer, and she's going to be helping me finish a book that I started several years ago. We'll talk more about that later. Heather, they can watch us tonight. How can they watch us on the air?
Well, for one, Seth and Dawn was kind enough to put us up on the homepage of BBS Radio. So if you're listening to us online, you can probably see us online. But if you can't, you can go to Ustream, and that's just ustream.tv, and we're there under Sound Health Hour.
Is it ustream.tv/channel/sound-health-hour?
They can just do a search for Sound Health Hour, and we'll pop right up there.
Okay, and they can call in, because here on Vocal Profiling Live, we ask people to call into the station to our direct line. And our direct line is 740-698-1881. That's 740-698-1881. And we put the direct line in here in the studio we're in so that we can get a better reading on their voice, because going through BBS telephone, sometimes we don't get the best sample that we want. So if you call in that number and provide us with a few minutes of a vocal sample, and you can talk about anything you want, well, be decent about it. And we're going to input those frequencies right in the computer here. We've got it set up so Heather can watch.
Blank screen.
It's a blank screen for right now? Okay. Is the...
There you go.
Okay, turn it back on here. I can't see it, so you have to let me know. And we'll just provide you information about your issues. Because today we're going to be talking about compatibilities, and as we were talking here before the show, I got a great question I'm going to bring up. We want to be able to talk with you about who you get along best with, what kind of person you're really looking for, what issues you want, what drives you nuts, what do you love about your partner, and have it down here. You're going to tell them about broadcasting, but you already did that. I'm kind of reading my notes here. So if you want to call in, just use that number, and we'll try to help you out. And you'd be helping us out by calling, because we'd love to hear from listeners. And we've got some emails from listeners. Heather, you have a few, and you gave me a few. And we have some comments that listeners turned in about last week's show, because we were talking about compatibility then. If you will remember, we read a whole list of men's complaints. You know, on that list, there was things that really surprised me. That one about, don't talk to us about your problems, that's what your girlfriends are for.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know men thought that way.
I know they don't really talk to each other about their problems. No. So who do they talk to about their problems? Nobody?
They just stuff them? Or
they must.
Counselors or...
I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think so.
This is an email from Linda, and I was debating whether to say Linda's last name. I just say Linda from, is she from Texas? I don't know where she's from. Says, I'm very interested in learning more about the classes you offer. I'm a nurse and a listener. And I'm excited about bioacoustics and the possibilities for this technology. Well, we think that is great, mainly because, well, we think it's great that people are interested in what we're doing. But did any of you hear the announcement from Natural Solutions Foundation? There's thousands of these going around the Internet. They have a mailing list of about 200,000 people. So those people send it to their mailing list. They are saying that because they got information from Army Intelligence, Bert Stubblebine is a retired Army Intelligence officer, and he states that he got this information direct, that in the next month or so, they're going to release, deliberately release, the avian bird flu virus or something like it. Now, if they do that, we've already decoded those frequencies. And although we do this show for fun, Vocal Profiling Live, we can seriously look at issues like the bird flu. We've decoded Epstein-Barr and herpes and papilloma and a lot of issues that we can watch and monitor and tell whether they're receding from the body. So to extrapolate from that, we decoded the bird flu, we decoded anthrax, and we need people to train and be in ready in every city. So please call us and talk to us about being our contact for that city. We have classes that are free and on up. When's the next free class, Heather?
We've got one coming up next Wednesday. That's the 30th from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And we try to schedule that one so that people who work can be a part of that. And what happens there, you call us at 740-698-9119, or you can write to us at class at Vocal Profiling, or find any way you can to get in touch with us, Nutrisounds.com. Jump on BBS and look at our show information. Tell us that you want to be involved.
Caller.
We have a caller on line 3. Okay, we'll come back to that about classes. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Sherry. This is Murray Rubin.
Hi, Murray.
How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. And you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I was speaking to Ms. Baker this morning, and she said I could call in and talk to you.
Our tall blonde Heather?
Yeah.
Hi, Murray.
Hello, Heather.
What did she say you should talk to us about?
Well, she said, why don't you find out if I'm compatible with my wife?
Murray, you guys have been married for 100 years.
No, we haven't. Gloria, get on the phone. We have not. We've been married 24.
Hello, I'm on.
This September
okay.
We'll be married 24 years.
Mrs. Rubin, what's your first name?
Gloria.
Gloria. Okay, should we do compatibilities for both of you?
Fine.
Are you watching us on the air?
No, we haven't got on the air. We're just here with the telephone.
Jose, you don't have a computer in front of you.
I do, but I don't know how to get on there.
Okay.
Click on Station 2, Murray. We're right there.
BBSradio.com, and you'll be able to watch what we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get on the computer and do that right now.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm going to do right now. BBS Radio.
Like Boy Sam.
.com.
We love BBS Radio. M-U-R-A-Y?
Yes, ma'am. M-U-R-R-A-Y. Station 2, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I just clicked on it. Now airing
okay.
on BBS Station 2.
Okay, we'll take your voice print first, Murray. And
okay.
You're going to talk to us for a couple of minutes and just tell us what you think about your wife. Tell the truth.
What do I think about my wife? My wife,
yeah.
to me...
Okay, I'm not going to come back until you're done, so if there's dead air, it's your fault. Keep talking.
Okay, there shouldn't be too much dead air. Okay, my wife, to me, has become my best friend, has been the one that I would look up to any time to help me get myself started and keep myself going. She has been my best friend for so long that I don't know what it would be like to be without her. It would be the worst thing in the world for me to lose somebody like her. She has been so wonderful and will stay that way forever for me. I just feel that I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have a woman like her as my wife and friend. How about that? That's me.
Okay, we got it. Just barely under the wire. You were at 498 when you quit.
Oh,
I need a
okay.
birthday. You can make it up if you want, Murray.
My birthday is 6/8/37.
6/8/37. Okay, I'm going to save this. I think I'm in the way of the camera here.
But you're fine.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Murray?
That was so sweet.
Gloria, it was. Wouldn't you like to be on the other end of that?
Yeah.
Murray always talks wonderfully about his wife. Says what a wonderful woman, how lucky he is. So that was sincere.
Is Gloria your first wife?
No, my second.
Okay, well then.
I wish she had been my first.
Okay, I'm gonna put her print up now. And
okay.
We don't often get to do these together with husband and wife coming up. So, is it Gloria?
Yes.
Gloria. I'm just typing you into the computer. And you're going to talk to us just like Murray did and kind of describe him. And I should warn you, we can tell when you're fibbing.
No pressure.
No pressure, huh? Okay, just go ahead and tell us about Murray. And people, a million people are watching you, so just go ahead.
Oh,
keep
wow.
Talking.
Okay,
keep talking.
Well, Murray is the most wonderful man I ever met in my whole life. He is my soulmate. He is my companion. He is my lover. He is my best friend. There's nobody like Murray in my life. And I have a feeling that I am a better person after having been with him 24 years. And there is just nobody like him. He always listens to what I have to say. He understands my viewpoint. He can almost read my mind. And I like the fact, too, that he champions women, which some men don't do, but he does. He thinks women should succeed at whatever they want to do, and he's always championing everything I want to do for myself. And we are perfect companions for each other.
Okay, Gloria, thank you. I'm going to save yours.
Okay.
So I won't lose it as I'm talking about it. But for the audience, I'm going to try to step out of the way here. Do you see where Murray has missing points here at E, F, and F sharp? She fills it in. So if we put these two together, we'd have one complete voice print. And over here, where Gloria has A, A sharp, and B missing, Murray fills it in emotionally. The blue is emotion. And, hey, guys, the red here is spontaneity. So he does little things for you that you really like, and it keeps harmony in your life. And look at this C. He has a lot. She has none. Perfect match. They both lack C sharp. C sharp is stubbornness and wanting your way. So you both lack that. But where you come together the most is in D sharp. And D sharp is carrying out nurturing. Isn't that a sweet thing?
That is sweet.
Do you have any specific questions you want me to answer?
Not offhand, not really.
You can't think of any.
I only know that having you as a friend is something that's very in my favor.
Yes, we can do more than compatibility. Have you downloaded our little nano voice? Because you can do this for yourself.
No.
It's a
How do I do that?
It's free, Murray, absolutely free. We don't even ask you for your email address. Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. And you go down to the little wavy blue nano voice and click on it, and it'll download it for you very quick. Oh, and download the manual so you'll know how to work it. But you can have a fight, and each of you talk about how you feel about the fight, and you can see what's going on. And there's charts and explanations in that manual that will tell you exactly what's going on here. But what I
really?
Love here, yeah.
Do that again, nano.org, you say?
Nanovoice.org.
It'll likely not tell you things you don't know, but the greatest thing about it, Murray, is it tells you about you, and it shows you that there's information in your voice.
Really?
What I love about Murray's voice is all this blue.
Uh-huh.
His emotions when it comes to spirituality. He's got emotions when it... This is carrying out sexuality. He'd be an emotional lover.
Oh, wow. Lucky Gloria.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
Believe me,
you go,
it's
girl.
Great. It's great.
He doesn't tend to talk about his real feelings, so you have to just sort of punch him about that and to get him to open up a little bit. Murray, you've got some low back issues we need to look at.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I have a lot of issues, but don't always know how to get rid of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues there, and it's mucking up the works, so to speak, with that back pain or back. You just don't have enough energy there.
That's my biggest problem is pain.
Well, we can do this.
My pain is so bad.
Murray, we got to get a real voice print for you so we can pinpoint that, send you a tone box and get rid of your pain. You know, we're not very serious on this show, but we really can do serious, serious things.
Mm-hmm.
We recently had a young boy, kid, 19, 20, how old's Ben? Take the course.
24, actually.
He's 24, and he had a bad hip, and it was genetic. And we were able to help him with that pain. You know, we can do very serious things. We can look at genetic syndrome. I'm doing a project now on anti-aging, and I'm working on gravity. That's my new one. I conquered time. I can distort time, but now I'm working on gravity, distorting gravity.
That could come in handy.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Anti-aging we could use. We're both in our 70s.
Okay, we'll put you right there in the pot.
Gloria's birthday is Saturday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Gloria.
Thank you. I'll be 77.
Congratulations.
That's a magic age.
Does she sound like she's going to be 77?
No, she does not. But we've discovered telomeres and telomerase. That's the major aging thing that's going on. And that will help lengthen the nerve fibers so that your body gets fed and doesn't start to deteriorate or rust. We also have decoded niacin and folic acids in the range that it deals with aging. Now, normally you'd give it in a nutritional range, but we can give it in a genetic range now. We found a way to give someone sound homeopathically. So there is very specific frequencies that will give you these homeopathic remedies that nobody else can get to your body in that genetic state. So we're going to reverse aging. Heather can put up a picture. I'm 61 this year, and Heather can put up a picture. People usually think I'm about 45.
I didn't think you were that old.
You sound younger.
I didn't think you were that old. I thought you were in your 20s.
Thank you, Murray.
Yeah, we love Murray.
A lot of the times people will say, is your mommy home? Because they think my voice is like a little kid. I really appreciate you guys calling. We will send you these files and show your compatibilities. We'll get them out to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Murray.
It was a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Take care, honeys.
Bye-bye.
I want one like that.
Isn't that an accomplishment, being married for
24 years?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I didn't make it that long.
And he really does. I talk to Murray quite often. He always... Oh, we have another caller.
Another caller in line, too. Get up and work the computer again. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Sherry. I've been listening to your show a few weeks and have just been dying to call in. But I've been a bit nervous. I heard you have a new program. You've been talking about it a few weeks, the Nano Voice?
Yes.
My world's just a little bit upside down right now, and I was just hoping you could point me in the right direction and maybe get me back on track.
We're doing compatibilities tonight, but we'll just scoot over and do a life reading for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your name known on the air? You can give us a fake one if you
want. Well, my name is Kelly, and it would probably be a compatibility issue because I'm having some trouble with my marriage.
Okay, and your birthday, Kelly, and you can make it up if you want.
Okay, 5572.
Okay, and you can just talk to me about general life things, and we'll look at your marriage compatibility. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, just keep talking.
My husband and I have been together for about 10 years. We have 4 children, and we've had different schedules for about the last 2 years. It seems like we're always in a topsy-turvy battle. We can never get ahead or really connect with one another. We both are very committed to one another, but it's kind of difficult to see each other eye to eye. I'm really concerned about what this is doing to just my personal health and my family's health, and just getting us back on a track that where we can feel good about each other and our relationship.
Okay, we got it. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.
Where you fall down is the note of E. E is about communication. So you don't really tell your partner what you really think, do you?
Oh, no. Not all the time.
And you are a nurturer by design, because you have this D sharp and stress here. You like to nurture, but you nurture with the thought in mind of being appreciated and getting something in return, and that's not happening.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
There's a lot of information in your chart in the note of G, and that's about paying attention to physical things, what has to physically be taken care of when your other kind of self stuff is being left behind. Do you have the ability to just say, this is what I need for me, and this is what I'm going to have, or do you feel a commitment to your family and that they come first?
Yeah, I feel that I'm very committed to putting my family's feelings first.
That's where you get all this G and G sharp. That's all family. But she's really torn about that. She wants to do it for duty, but she really wants more time for herself, more appreciation, more commitment from people that they are part of the team. There's a lack of team spirit here. Have you guys sat down and divided responsibilities and who does what? Or is that just kind of...
You know, we always try, and it always gets off track.
And you get the short end of the stick.
I'm sorry?
And you get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I do all the work.
The other issue I see here is you are a green personality, and green is do it, do it, do it, do it. And you're not getting some cooperation for some projects you want to do. You just need to sit down and have a frank talk, but you're fearful that that's going to rock the boat, and you'd just rather keep the peace at this point.
Oh, my goodness. That's just it in a nutshell. Wow.
We will send you your report tomorrow. You need to call Heather. Or write to Heather at vocalprofiling.com, and we will get the report out to you. But too much energy being spent on what physically has to happen, you may just have to step back and decide between you what physically is important and cut back on that. But the real issue is that you're the nurturer, but you expect appreciation, and there's no reciprocal talk.
Yeah, that's a lot of information. That's amazing.
That's a lot of people with young families get in that situation. You might try doing some kind of family outing where it's quiet and it leaves a lot of time for the two of you to talk while the kids go do their thing, like a picnic. Or fishing, so that you guys are forced to be alone with each other and talk. You might open up a little more. I'd like to see you.
We'll definitely try.
Okay, well, let us know what happens, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
That's great.
I'm like, there's babies in the background.
That's really, really amazing that you can get all of that out of just a voice print. You know, I see this all the time, but yet it always amazes me.
Well, your voice just doesn't lie, and that's what we're trying to bring to the public, that if your voice can tell you things about your personality, and that's a little nano voice, and we hope everybody downloads that. You had a story about what your daughter did with her
Absolutely. I haven't been working here very long, but when we first released Nano Voice, I got to be here for that. And I took it home and sat down to the computer, and I showed it to my daughter. And the first thing she did was think that was just going to be the coolest thing ever for her and her friends, because they were going to find out how serious their boyfriends were.
How old is she?
She just graduated from high school. She's 18.
So what did she do with it?
She got all of her friends together, and she told them about Nano Voice, and they played around with it.
Did they put it on, like, MySpace? Or?
Well, that's what they want to do. They want to put it on MySpace so everybody can have a shot at it. So.
And while they're talking to people on the phone, they can watch them. And if people are trying to talk you into something, like a salesperson, and all they have is F and F sharp on their chart, they're only interested in the money. They're not interested in you one iota. If they're coming up blue, they're really scared about what they're trying to sell you, or they're emotional about it. If they come up red, they want to get through it. They just want to hook you and get out of it. They need to have a vocal print that is even all the way across. If they're really truthful in what they're saying, if they have a lot of integrity, if they have your interests at heart. I want to go back to talk about this Natural Solutions announcement that happened, where this Bert Stubblebine, the Army intelligence officer, has said through his grapevine he has heard that they're going to release some kind of resistant pathogen. Now, whatever the kind of pathogen is, we can look at it in a genomic state. And that means, like, you get exposed to the measles, but in 10 days, that has gone into your body, it's set up housekeeping, and it's putting off its, I don't know, byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
It's crap, really, because it's set up housekeeping and stuff has to come out the other end or off of it as it metabolizes things. So its output is what makes you sick. So we can look at these things in a genomic state. We are begging people to get involved so that we can have stations in every city across the nation. And we are bending over backwards trying to help people get into class, learn to do this, and keep everyone updated. We cannot, and a lot of people have taken a class, we can't keep up with equipment and stuff that's needed. I can imagine what's going to happen if they start releasing this. And if we had a kiosk of some kind where people could go to maybe a health food store or a spa or some central location where they can go blah, 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 and we can look at what's going on, that would be our ideal. But we don't have enough people to do that or to monitor it. This stuff is way out ahead of us, and we're trying to catch up. So if you have any interest in helping be part of this team, please get in touch with us. Okay, I was reading a letter from Linda about her and her sister taking the class. My sister's a massage therapist, and she'd like to take the class together to combine our knowledge, skills, and contacts to make the healing a reality. And they're in Delaware. We would love it. And anybody who wants to take the course as a team like that, we'll make special arrangements for you. So please, email us at class@vocalprofiling. I don't know how to explain how dear this is to my heart and how serious I am about helping with these threats to our health and wellness and our planet and our environment and our children. And that'll get me on vaccinations again. I can't talk about that. But we are going to be writing a book about it, and Lisa's here to help do that. Would you talk a little bit about that project?
Sure. I've been here about 6 weeks, and one of the first things I noticed when I got to Sound Health was the volumes of information that are stacked everywhere in this building. It is in boxes, and it's bookshelves, and it's in filing cabinets, and you have just
Sherry's head.
And that we need to pull out. It is amazing the amount of information that this woman has been able to collect over the years. And And even more amazing that there isn't a book out there that she has written yet. But that is about to change.
I don't have time.
Oh, you have time now.
We're making you have time.
We are making you have time. I told her, I said, I'm locking you in a closet for an hour a week and you're mine. There's so much stuff here that needs to get out to the public, and there's at least 30 books sitting here, and it would be so easy for us to put one together and have it done in just a few months that it's almost a crime to the public that it's not out there yet. So I'm going to save you and make you sit in a chair with me, and we're going to get that book out because the information and the message is too good.
What do you think about what goes on here?
I'm overwhelmed by just like little calls like that, and it's not even including the clients that we see who come in here with some serious health issues who walk out completely different, and they're just as amazed that I am. That, I mean, they come here because they've been told in large part that, you know, our kind of medicine, traditional medicine that we're used to, isn't going to be able to help them. So they come here, and they're just astounded that they have found something that will work for them, and that is too good of a secret. It needs to be in a book, and it needs to be on every bookshelf where everybody can grab that book and read it and see the amazing stuff that goes on in this building that we get to see every day.
I'm amazed that people aren't beating down our door already just based on reversals of MS and macular degeneration, and I really don't understand, but I think that God only lets things happen when it's supposed to happen. And if we had 1,000 calls tomorrow, we couldn't handle it.
Right.
We don't have enough people trained. And every time we try to bring this out to the public, it comes right back to it. We don't have anybody in Montana or Texas or where somebody is, and they have to come here. And that's a big expense. And some people can't travel. They can't get on a plane and come out here. Well, we were talking about compatibilities, and I think that was great with Murray and Kelly that called us and Gloria. So let's talk a little bit about relationships. And we want to hear from the guys, too. We have gotten lots of email from the women. Do you have any other email about the show or just regular email?
Well, let's see here. Another question about practitioners, and this just shows you how much we need our practitioners. And this is from Donna. She writes, I'm interested in the program for weight loss that you spoke of on Beyond the Ordinary, which you're a guest on once a month. She says, I have the Invoice program and just downloaded the Nano Voice. Please let me know of any practitioners in my area. And she's in Washington. And a lot of people wonder where their practitioners are, and I just want to tell our audience, the easiest way to find out where the local practitioners in your area are, go to NutraSounds.com and become a client link. You'll find up on the upper left-hand corner of the home page. Down at the bottom of that page is a map that shows you where the local practitioners are.
And if there isn't somebody in your area, start with our free classes, and we have lots of presents for those people who take free classes.
We've got downloads, we've got videos, we've got all kind of information. This free class, this demo class, Sherry teaches herself. You take that online. It's 1 hour. And if there's any question in your head whatsoever, that's the best way to start out is with that 1 hour class.
And we pick people who are in the review class to do some of their vocal profiling. So if they're interested, they can just call you or
absolutely
either at vocal profiling or class at vocal profiling. And what will happen, they'll sign you up. Somebody will call you and walk you through your computer compatibility with our online meeting, and then you'll come to class probably the next day or so. You'll get to see the programs firsthand. There's charts. And people think you're nuts for us to do that, and they think it's nuts for us to give away Nano Voice. But this is so important to humanity, and we just need to catch up. So I'll get off my soapbox about that. We had one email from a guy I'm looking for. Oh, here it is. This is from Mike S., a listener in Seattle. And you guys feel free to comment.
because this is about compatibilities, and we invited people to write in with our complaints. So this is sort of a continuation of last week. So Mike says, what I hate is that she remembers everything I said and uses it against me later. Last week, I said I didn't want to go to her mother's because I wanted to watch the game on TV. So she picks a day when there's no game and thinks I ought to be gung-ho to go visit her mom. Truth is, I don't want to visit her mother. It's a waste of my time. No beer, no TV. I'm not just comfortable there, and I'm not included in anything anyway. I don't like moving furniture and fixing a pipe. That's what professionals are for. My weekends are for relaxing. What do you think?
I think it's selfish.
But I don't think anybody should have to go visit relatives if they don't want to.
Well, I don't think you should have to go every weekend, but I think you should put in an appearance every once in a while so we still know you are a part of the family.
Do you really think that ought to happen?
If my kids don't come and visit me because they're married to some guy who just won't get off the couch,
that's going to create some tension.
Then
in the
I'm
family.
Coming to sit on your couch, mister. Take your pick.
We have family reunions, and I don't like to go.
I don't like to go either, but it's duty. You have to.
Well, when I get a day off, that I just want to have a day off. I don't want to go
take a day off.
I don't want to go visit relatives.
That's right.
You don't take a day off.
So we're at odds here about he ought to go do it for duty.
Occasionally. I don't think it's one of those, it's the weekend, hey, let's go to mom's. No. But I think every once in a while you should, out of respect for your wife, go see her family.
Well, couldn't he watch the game on mom's TV?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe she doesn't allow beer in the house.
Sit on the back porch.
You think he should, he could get one of those little phones that you can watch TV on.
Yeah.
Do you think he should be moving the furniture and fixing the pipes?
No.
Is that what son-in-laws are for?
I think it should be the exception, not the rule. I don't think that the mother-in-law should expect her son-in-law to be the handyman.
So no list when he appears at the door?
No, that's...
At least not every time. I can understand
an
emergency,
an
and if they
emergency,
really need
yeah.
help, absolutely. And it's nice and it's thoughtful, and doing things like that will absolutely get you brownie points
that's
in that
total
family.
Total brownie points.
Yeah, not only with the mother, but your wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He didn't say the mother was mean or anything or nasty. Would you not go in that case?
And he didn't say he wasn't getting paid for that in other ways later.
A reward system.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's like a merit thing. You know, you do something for me, I do something for you. It all works out.
Okay. Using everything against him. Maybe he should just think about what he says more. So we have one vote for him going and one vote for him getting to stay home.
There
you go. So how important is duty to you? That's what we're talking about. You know, there's a question I want to ask. We have lists and lists of things that people have sent us. But there's one that we were talking about before the show. And I'm going to form it in a question, because I've been married for 40-some years or 30-some years. I can't even remember. So this is something I don't deal with, and I'm too old to remember, I guess. And your guy's word was blow off. How do you blow somebody off gracefully without hurting their feelings and still keeping the door open? Number one, blow off sounds like a really bad term.
It probably is.
It probably is.
Is there a gentle way, or guys just can't take a hint?
It depends on the
guy.
Yeah. If I'm not really interested in someone, I just ignore them. I don't make myself available.
Exactly. But then there are guys that you are interested in, but not that interested in.
As a friend, but not as a lover.
You're just not that into him.
Yeah. Like, right now, I'm your friend, but maybe later on I'll be your lover.
So you want to make the decisions in the relationship.
That one. I say win.
Is it look? Is it personality? Is it how he treats you? What makes you not want to blow somebody off?
I think looks are what draw you in.
Initially. But I'm all about personality, a sense of humor, and somebody who can talk intelligently.
Because as soon as they open up their mouth, if nothing but stupidity falls out of it. I don't care how cute
that's
you are.
That's a big
turn
off, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Stupidity is a turn off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Closed-mindedness.
Closed-mindedness
is a turn
horrible.
Off. How about these stupid lines you see on TV? What's
yeah.
your sign?
Oh, all done with you already.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it, Lisa, you say?
Yeah.
See you, bye-bye.
See you, bye.
So what interests you and a guy? Good conversation. Good conversation, intelligence, a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
If he can make me laugh.
If he can entertain me, you get to stay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about respect?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't see enough of that these
you
days.
Don't.
You really don't. Appreciation. I'm big on appreciation. Do women still like opening the doors, holding a chair?
I don't like that.
You see, that kills me about you. I love that.
I
think that is wonderful, and that makes me think that he's thinking about me and my well-being. You know,
that's true, but I just feel like, I don't know. I just think it's weird. Really, I got my own chair. I'm good, thanks. It's
you know,
the other things that interest me.
People are going to say, you got odds going on here.
The poor guy, you know.
How's he going to know if he
runs
into a Heather or another? Okay, from the 61-year-old point of view, I want help if I'm carrying something heavy. I don't think he should come and open the door, you know, for me and scoop me in unless I'm having trouble. I think I would like to be appreciated, and I appreciate a good, open-minded conversation. I can get turned on by a nice body, too.
So
you know, I heard this thing... it was on a TV show this morning, that a lot of men are turning into, and get this term, a gastrosexual. It sounds really weird,
yeah.
But they use cooking to turn their mate on. They cook for them.
Somebody cooks for me and they get to stay longer, too.
See, it works. Does it matter what they look like if they cook? Lisa's picky.
Yeah. Well, if they're not attractive, then I'm not going to notice them long enough to get them to my kitchen.
So if you, some guy walked up in a bar and I'll say, I'll make a quiche for you. Can I come home with you?
And right off the bat? Like the first night?
Yeah.
No.
Save the quiche for at least the third day.
Yeah.
Right? So
nobody's coming home with me on the first night ever.
So where's the best place to meet guys that you could take home? And I'm
I
thinking you're taking them home for
out.
Sex. You're not taking them home to mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't take a guy home for sex unless I'd known him for a while.
That's a risky thing to do these
days. I just don't randomly, like, go to a bar, say, hey, you're hot, come home with me, ever. Never have I done that.
Yeah, you could kill yourself doing that.
Yeah.
So the biggest turnoffs are heavy come-ons.
Yeah, that's... Gross.
Closed-mindedness.
Okay. Stupidity.
Stupidity. What's stupidity?
Smart is sexy.
Smart is sexy. How about a smart ass? Somebody who down.
No.
There's a difference.
No.
Oh, you're wrong about that. It's really this way. That aggravates me.
No. I like a little
kick
smart
in the
ass.
Knee. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want somebody that'll challenge me. I don't want some spineless person that's afraid to challenge me. Challenge me, please.
You like a little tension?
Yeah. I like a little tension.
You like a little tension?
A little friction's always good.
You like those bad boys, Heather. I know you.
Yeah. You know what? And Lisa and I have had this conversation before. I used to, and that never worked out for me. And I told Lisa, I said, give the nice guys a chance.
I can't find one now.
And they are very hard to find.
I know.
So family referrals or something.
Family friend referrals. Of course, you got to know your friends. Some of the friends I have, I wouldn't trust.
Some of the friends I have,
give me a dog, let alone a boyfriend.
Church
is always good. Well, can't you find something in between there? You know.
Yeah.
How about the ball field or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any sporting event. Anybody that's into sports and likes to have a good time.
And then you're going to complain about them watching sports.
No, because I like to watch sports.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I'm not much into that.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go again.
No. Not into the sports thing. Now, I'll watch my kids play sports, and I really enjoy that, but I've got a connection there.
Yeah.
Well, some of these things that have been sent in to us are funny, and I think they're funny, but they shouldn't be. So...
we're going to have some discussions about some of these. I can't tell you who sent this in because I know them. My husband is losing his hair. God bless him. He's attempting to create a comb-over. That looks silly. Well, actually ridiculous.
That's
How
right.
can I tell him kindly that all this extra trouble isn't necessary? I love him just the way he is. If he's concerned about how he looks, why not wear a nice little hat? I don't know how to tell him without hurting his feelings. I've never seen a comb-over that looked authentic or successful at hiding baldness. Good grief, look at Donald Trump. This is comb-over silliness personified, but he seems to enjoy the ridicule.
No, just let it go.
I've got a story on this one. My father, when I was growing up, used to try the comb-over
Mine
thing.
Too.
And it was ridiculous. And I took a picture of him when the wind was blowing and his hair was standing a foot off his head. That comb over was standing a foot off his head. Showed it to him, and then he did realize at that point it was ridiculous and just cut it off.
It's so much sexier when they have enough confidence just to shave it off.
And bald is great.
Uh-huh.
I love bald. Yeah.
That isn't the part of the body that's sexy or not sexy to me anyway. I think we expect men to lose their
What's
hair.
Sexy is the confidence that it takes to just say, you know what, it's going. I'm shaving it off and I still got it. That's
and I
the
look
sexy
good
part.
With no
Absolutely.
Hair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a beard. I love beards.
Right?
I love the goat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we agree on this.
Yeah. we'll all vote yes on that one.
So Telly Savalas is sexy. Yul Brynner.
Is he dead?
I think you're better.
Yeah, that's old school bald.
I know.
Okay.
What's your era bald?
What about some of these young tennis players? Agassi.
Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
He used to have really long hair, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
And he had a weave to cover that up. And finally he went bald and admitted that he was losing his hair. And he looks great.
He's got to be cooler on the court, too.
Yeah.
Cooler.
Yeah. Elton John has an extreme weave. Last time I met with him, and it was obvious.
Well, from what I hear about him, he's kind of vain anyways, isn't he?
But the body and the way they walk, I mean, a Clint Eastwood guy in jeans walking away from me.
Oh! Look at you, Sherry.
I just think that turn of their hips, the way he walks,
I really like it when they're walking toward me better.
Toward you?
Absolutely.
I guess I like those butts, little butts. You know, nothing turns me off worse than a fat butt or fat lips.
Huh.
And I think it's because of a teacher I had in school, and he had these lips that kind of turned out his bottom one only, and it was purple.
Ew.
And it was kind of gross and slimy looking.
That sounds disgusting.
And talking about kissing somebody with purple veins, slimy lips.
Childhood flashback.
Yeah.
I don't like kissing. You know, I should probably tell people that lips probably is an issue because I don't like kissing. Do most women like kissing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they know how to do it right.
Yeah, what if they're all slobbery and
if
icky?
It's all slobbery
that's not cool. You gotta know what you're doing.
Tongues are like digging for gold. That's no.
How do you tell them to practice?
You either got it or you don't.
You either have it or you don't.
I don't mind kisses on the skin or little nibbles, but mouth to mouth kissing gag me.
You're missing out.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe it's some germ thing. Okay. Here's a funny one, I think. I hate it when my husband gets a newspaper or a book and sits on the commode for hours.
Oh, my God.
I've tried hinting that maybe he needs
more fiber.
I need more fiber.
Oh. They get uncomfortable after a while.
It's hard.
He insists that constipation's not an issue. He just likes to sit on the commode. I think. I can't even read this.
I think he just likes seeing me squirm because we only have one bathroom. Sometimes I have to pee so bad that I resort to getting in the shower so that I can relieve myself. Wow. He has some control issues.
I just can see this girl prancing around because he won't get off the pot. I couldn't read it. Does that happen in your house?
No.
I had had a party once. That's another story.
Way other story.
Well, what advice do we have for this lady? I mean, she only has one bathroom. I guess the shower is it.
No, I think there's another option.
He needs to get off the pot?
No, I think if he won't and he thinks it's funny, then she should have a seat on his lap.
Wow.
Will he not move?
I believe I would.
He would.
She says she's tried hinting. How about out and out? I have to go. You have to get up. You've
mm-hmm.
been there long enough.
Women don't have it as easy as men do. They can go and pee off the back porch if
exactly.
they want to. Women can't do that.
So you think this is just a control issue?
Absolutely. He thinks it's funny making her stand there and squirm because she's got to go, and he knows he's on the only bathroom, so what are you going to do about it?
What would you tell her? You tell her.
Yeah.
Well, I do. Pee on him.
I would.
Or a coffee can, you know? They have coffee cans anymore? They come in cartons now.
Plastic
don't drink coffee.
Cans.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
Okay, Heather, do you have another mail one? M-A-I-L, not M-A-N.
Let's see.
I got about 20 here. I can't decide which.
This series could go on for eternity.
Okay, well, this is from Mary. Mary called in a couple weeks ago and talked with us, and Sherry had advised her about a dopamine issue. Sherry, you remember Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And a digestive enzyme issue. She says she started taking the food-based enzyme that you recommended, and she's also avoiding the man-made carbohydrates like you recommended. And she says that she's seen immediate results, and she thanks you very much for that.
Oh, okay.
That's great. I have dopamine issues, too.
We need to do a whole series about bio diet and teach people how to do this class. So if any of you are interested in that, Heather, we got to watch the time. How much time do we have
left? Looks like we just got 2 minutes left, Sherry.
Oh, I don't think I have a two-minute question here. So yell at me when we get to 1 minute. This is a short one. My husband's been retired for 2 years, and he's driving me nuts. Before he retired, I did all the dishes in the laundry. Now he insists that I can't do dishes right at I can't stack them properly in a dishwasher. I don't put them away efficiently. He scoots me out of the way and does it himself. Why was it good for 20 years and now it's not?
Because he's bored.
Bored, okay. So she needs to get him a hobby or he needs to?
Yes.
Okay, write back to us. See what his interests are and we'll see if we can help you out with something. But she didn't really write more than that. But I think that would just tick me off. I did that for 20, 30 years. I don't know how long. You know, retired, so they're probably in their 60s. And all of a sudden, I'm inadequate. I did it all through the marriage, and now I'm inadequate.
I think I'd enjoy the break. Hold at it, sweetie. I'll go get the hobby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Move over and let him do it. How about he feels inadequate, so he has to put her down to try to make room for himself in the house?
Could be. We'll have to keep talking about it next week, too, I suppose.
Okay, I have a thought to leave people with about compatibility. Please call us, get your stuff done, download Nano Voice. But I've always found that the person who cares the least in the relationship always has the control. The person who cares the least has the control. It's what?
That's right.
You ever thought about it that way?
No, but you're right.
So they don't care if they're abusing you. They probably don't care. Please join us next week. We're happy you were with us.